This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The Supreme Court starts its fall session today here in the U.S. The docket includes antitrust and other business cases. But one case that could have the biggest impact on business doesn't feature a company as either the plaintiff or the defendant. Stacey Vanek-Smith reports on Fisher versus the University of Texas.
Abigail Fisher was a white student who was rejected by the University of Texas. She claimed it was because of her race and sued the school over the legality of affirmative action. Okay, so why have several multinational companies weighed in supporting affirmative action at the school? Gerald Torres is a law professor at UT in Austin.
They are looking at the pipeline, and the university represents their pipeline for building out their workforce.
And companies said to compete globally, they need diversity. Walmart submitted one of the briefs. It told Marketplace it needs workers from different cultures to compete and serve its customers. Walmart was joined by the likes of Starbucks, General Electric, and Shell Oil. Pamela Harris is a visiting professor at Georgetown Law Center.
It really wasn't clear, I don't think, until these briefs were filed, that the business community had come to a very consensus understanding of the importance of diversity.
Harris says briefs like this do often hold a lot of weight. But she predicts the court will strike down affirmative action. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.